May 11, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Divine Destinations. Opening Prayer. Holy Spirit, I ask for your insight as I consider a section of Scripture that has perplexed Christians from the earliest times. Read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. A Sabbath rest for the people of God. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said. So I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his works have been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, on the seventh day God rested from all his works. And again in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains, then, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Reflect. How aware are you of the eternal rest that awaits you? Isn't it a joy to work as a team, toil toward a goal, and then have a time of collective celebration where we are at rest? God has arranged such an occasion for his people. In fact, it has already begun, but the team has not yet arrived fully. Today, we read about the divine rest God has prepared for us. The significance of this collective rest is that God himself is a party to it. God has done his part, and he has accomplished what he was destined to do. And yet his works have been finished since the creation of the world. On the seventh day, God rested from all his works. Now it is time for us to do our part. What stops us from being there? Let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. Reasons are given in the passage for why some have not entered the rest. The message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. The passage asks us to act today. Let's turn our hearts away from disobedience and a lack of faith. The destination awaits us. Apply. How serious are you about God's invitation to enter into his divine rest? Closing prayer. Father, thank you for faith in Christ that makes your rest available to me. Please help me to diligently enter that rest and honor you.